These are the Barah Ministries announcements for May 18th, 2025. Prayers, please, for the mentally ill. There are a lot of people with mental illness in the world, bipolar illness, clinical narcissism. Those are terms that you just don't throw around, and I think a lot of the younger generation just throws these terms around. But there are actually people who are mentally ill, and it was always taboo to be mentally ill, when mental illness isn't a lot different from a physical illness. If you have diabetes, you know you have to take insulin. If you have bipolar illness, you know you have to replace a chemical that's missing in your brain. But it was a death sentence if you got diagnosed as bipolar, and that's no longer the case. So there's never been a better environment to get treatment for mental illness and to not consider it so taboo, because it can really ruin your life. So for those people who have it, let's keep them in our prayers, and let's pray that they will seek help. Happy birthday to William Goodall. Speaking of the mentally ill, look, he's 11 years old. I can't even believe it. And I can remember when Emily was pregnant with him, and it seems like it was 2 days ago, and now he's 11 years old. That's absolutely incredible. Coming up this week also, Emily's birthday, May 23rd. Happy birthday, Emily. Not mentally ill, just ill. So Believe pamphlet is out. It's the new gospel message pamphlet. It's on the website in PDF version, so you can email it to your friends, and it's the easy way to evangelize if you're here in the local congregation. There are physical copies of it that you can get, and it's really excellent. One of the things I noticed giving it out is that people read it right away. It's a really short read. I think I learned something about writing books. Make them a short read, and people will read them. So please get those out to people that you care about and people that you don't, because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would want people to know the gospel message. Join us for Evangelism Sunday. On June 1st, we're going to evangelize outside of where we meet for church, giving our new pamphlet, Believe, to people who are waiting in line at Dutch Bros Coffee. Coffee isn't free, but getting to heaven is, and we're really looking forward to seeing the reaction of people who we're approaching while they're waiting for their order to be taken at Dutch Bros. Barah Young Women's Program is coming up. The program begins June 22nd. Next week we'll have some dates out on that, dates and times. Barah's Married Men's Program sessions begin in the new year, and we will start planning it directly. Really looking forward to those two programs. Mark your calendars. The next Barah Leaders Meeting, Saturday, May 31st, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. No face-to-face teaching, September 21st and December 28th. This year's Coeur d'Alene Conference is August 1st and 2nd, 2025 in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And if you've never been to that, it's worth going to, so get your plane tickets. And a lot of the airlines have plane tickets on sale right now. And evidently, people aren't doing a lot of traveling, so it's a good time to buy plane tickets. Pastor Appreciation Weekend, September 26th, 27th, 28th. We're hoping to have Pastor John Farley join us. If not, Pastor Al Gleason will join us. Somebody's going to help me do that. Grooming a Pastor. Al will be teaching lessons from 1 Timothy, July 27, August 31st, September 7, September 14th, and November 30th. Really looking forward to see him handle that that first go-around with one of the letters of Paul. Give the gift of truth. Use the Barah Ministries newsletter to evangelize to your friends. Now, I know that there are a lot of people that get this newsletter, but I don't know how many people really open it up. But there is a lot of valuable information in the newsletter, and it's very well put together every week by Denise Jones. And by all means, it would be a really good idea for you to not only be part of getting the newsletter, But opening it up yourself and really looking at what's there and then including your friends on the list so that they can get the gift of truth. And Gift of Truth on the Go is the Bra Ministries app. You can get your friends to download it. I do this every chance I get, and that makes the Word of God available to people everywhere they go. And we've never been at a time in world history where the Word of God and absolute truth is valuable. So those are the Bra Ministries announcements, May 18th, 2025.